get your ID.
Have a good trip, sir.
Wheeled through the first security checkpoint by his son Barry, Cecil Grimes greets each face along the line.
How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay.
This has been a very exciting time for him. It's something that he hasn't been able to stop talking about since he found out about it.
For this trip, Barry will be known as his father's guardian, or one of the blue t-shirted guides who shepherds the veterans through the World War II, Korean, and Vietnam War memorials in Washington. Each will bring back its own set of memories for Cecil Grimes, who served in all three. He graduated high school in 1942 and was drafted just a year later. And though he spent most of World War II serving in Italy, it's on the subject of the Normandy invasion 70 years ago that Grimes's naturally upbeat demeanor takes a slightly more solemn turn. He says seeing the memorials up close will give him a chance to properly pay his respects.
And I'm anxious to see them and feel them for the people that were, say, on Normandy and D-Day invasion, because that was a tremendous than type of battle.
With the ranks of World War II veterans shrinking by close to 1,500 a day, Honor Flight's mission is to grant that experience to as many former servicemen as they can. Veterans will return home Friday night to the strains of bagpipers and a drone corps at Bluegrass Airport after a day that one organizer said is often full of tears, adding, good tears. Josh James, WUKY News.